This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Experts commissioned by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe say they have found clear patterns of violations of international humanitarian law by Russian forces in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Their report finds that the mission found clear evidence of IHL violations by the Russian forces in their conduct of hostilities, adding that if they had respected their obligations in terms of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, the number of civilians killed or injured would have remained much lower. If that had been the case, they added, far fewer residential buildings, schools and other facilities would have been damaged or destroyed. The report explains Russia had told the mission it considered the mechanism under which the experts were appointed largely outdated and redundant and declined to appoint a liaison person. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's sincerely thankful to the U.S. for a new round of $800 million in military assistance. In his daily late-night address to the nation, Zelensky also said he was thankful for Wednesday's visit by the presidents of Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. He said those leaders have helped us from the first day, those who did not hesitate to give us weapons, those who did not doubt whether to impose sanctions. In his telephone conversation with U.S. President Joe Biden, Zelensky said they discussed the new weapons shipment, even tougher sanctions against Russia, and efforts to bring justice to those Russian soldiers who committed war crimes in Ukraine. Zelensky also said work was continuing to clear tens of thousands of unexploded shells, mines, and tripwires that were left behind in northern Ukraine